This is Morning Edition on 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This morning, Dr. Husing continues our summer series of conversations, taking inventory of the positives and negatives in the IE's economy when it comes to competition with the wealthier, more populous coastal communities for jobs, wage growth, and a higher quality of life. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, Dr. Husing talks about a couple of the big economic advantages the Inland Empire has over other Southern California locales now and in the near future. One of them is our own international airport. He'll talk about that in just a minute. But first,
we have a large employment base in the Inland Empire. We have 1.4 million people working in jobs within the area, not just working, not commuting, 1.4 million jobs here. That number is due to grow by 710,000. So roughly, almost exactly 50%.
Right, yeah.
Between 2015 and 2040, according to the forecasts made by the Southern California Association of Governments for their transportation planning. Now, at the same time, that number, 710,000, is just a little less than the absolute job growth expected in L.A. County, and almost identical, again, to what we see in Orange, San Diego, Ventura, and Imperial combined.
Combined, wow.
So if I'm a company that, say, I'm a lawyer, and I specialize in claims dealing with employment sorts of situations, this is a place I ought to be. Again, the whole using the internet somewhat allows that to be blunted. Not entirely, but it is an issue for us. So having that rapid job growth on top of a very large number of people working in companies here is an issue for us. Now, one of the big advantages that this area has been able to generate so far, we've talked about earlier, and that is we have a smaller share of low-income job growth in our expansion than the state by quite a bit. For us, I said it was 39 to 40. For the state, it's 46 to 47%. All job growth in sectors paying $30,000 and below.
Okay.
That's an advantage Inland Empire. The problem is what is driving that are the blue-collar sectors or technical sectors, manufacturing, logistics, construction. The problem we're running into is what is technology going to affect? It's going to affect those kinds of sectors. Self-driving trucks, self-operating manufacturing operations.
Robots,
Robots, building the house in a factory and then putting it together like a jigsaw puzzle out on the site.
Stuff
like that is in our future. And so when you're forecasting 5 years out, we look pretty darn good in terms of our job mix. 10 years, it's starting to get a little bit difficult. 15, we've got a crisis on our hands. So the problem is we are specializing in sectors to a large extent, which are good for our population base. But long term, we've got to do something with our population base because long term, those kind of jobs are going to be are the ones that are under attack. They're under attack from really two directions. One, technology, but also because of California's environmental policies, which does not like blue-collar jobs of any kind. They don't like them, and whether it's CEQA or it's CARB or it's the Air Quality Management District, the sort of things they're trying to not see grow are precisely the things that we do have growing. So from both standpoint, either from where technology's going or also where what's taking place in terms of regulation, we're a target, and we're a target that's going to get hurt by either one of those. Now, going back to the other side, the good things going on, one of the good things that's recently gone on frankly, is finally to get Ontario International Airport away from the city of Los Angeles. It was owned by Los Angeles World Airports, which is a subset of the city of Los Angeles government. Mm-hmm. And frankly, those of us out here really believed that they were running Ontario in a way to help LAX grow. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we lost flights, we lost ability of that airport to grow. We now have control over it, and that is a really good thing. The passenger traffic has grown 6.8% in the first quarter this year over the first quarter of last year when LAWA had it. The cargo traffic going through the airport has grown 10.2%. Huh. So it's off to a roaring start under its now ownership from within the Inland Empire, which is really good news. And it really affects both our ability to get office operations here as well as to serve the industrial operations that are here where you've got to fly customers in or fly staff out. Oh, okay. So getting that to occur is a good thing.
More from Dr. Husing next week. We're going to double back to one of those negatives he talked about, environmental policies that affect economic growth in the Inland Empire. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.